की ये प्रोग्राम है पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक का।
समीन, कानकनी की अहमियत को मद्देनजर रखते हुए पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक ने पिछले दिनों कानकनी, मजदूरों के हुकूक और कानकनी के माहौल पर असरात से मुतालिक एक दो रोजा कौमी मुशावरत का एहतमाम किया। कराची में मुनक़िद की जाने वाली इस मुशावरत में गिलगित बल्तिस्तान और विफाक के ज़ेर एहतमाम कबायली इलाका जात फाटा के साथ साथ सूबा बलोचिस्तान, सिंध, खैबर पख्तूनख्वा और पंजाब से मादनी वसाइल के माहिरीन, शोबाए तालीम, सिविल सोसाइटी, वकला, ज़राए इब्लाग के नुमाइंदों और समाजी कारकुनों ने शिरकत की। पिछले हफ्ते बात हुई सिंध और गिलगित बल्तिस्तान में कानकनी की और आज तज़करा है सूबा बलोचिस्तान, सिंध, खैबर पख्तूनख्वा और पंजाब का। मुकर्ररीन का ख्याल था कि कानकनी में एक सनती शोबे की हैसियत से कानकनी में मुस्तहकम मुआशी तरक्की और रोजगार के पायदार मौके फराहम करने की सलाहियत मौजूद है। ताहम काबिल नफाज रेगुलेटरी निज़ाम इसके नफाज और खिलाफ वर्जी की सूरत में सजाओं के फुकदान के हवाले से मुतअद्दद इस्लाहात की जरूरत है। शुरका ने इस बात पर जोर दिया सनत में काम करने वाले मजदूरों की तादाद के दुरुस्त तायुन की खातिर जामे सर्वे कराया जाए जिसकी बुनियाद पर इनकी जिंदगी और हुकूक के तहफ्फुज़ के लिए पॉलिसी तश्कील दी जाए। इनका कहना था कि कानकनी की अफरादी कुव्वत शदीद अदम तहफ्फुज़ का शिकार है और मालिकान पर किसी किस्म की कोई पाबंदी आयद नहीं कि वो अपने मुनाफे का कुछ हिस्सा मजदूरों के तहफ्फुज़ के लिए मुख्तस करें। शुरका ने कहा कि कानों में काम करने वाले लोगों की सेहत और ज़िंदगी को दरपेश खतरात का इजाला करना, मजदूरों को कम अज़ कम मौजूदा कवानीन में फराहम कवायद और मुनसफाना मुआवजे की अदायगी को यकीनी बनाना और माजूरी की सूरत में उनको मुनासिब माली मुआवजे की फराहमी नहायत ज़रूरी है। ये हैं डॉक्टर बुशरा खान, चेयरपर्सन हैं एनवायरमेंटल केमिस्ट्री की, एनवायरमेंट साइंसेस के डिपार्टमेंट में यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ पेशावर से इनका ताल्लुक है।
Mining is considered as one of the most dangerous occupation as far as the health hazards are concerned. You can see cardiovascular diseases, central nervous system disorders, gastrointestinal, skeleton, muscle, joints, skin problems. One of the things that is concerning us the most at this point is the cancers. So we are exposed to all kinds of cancers because of the mining activities which is undermined. Few major mining areas and the major health, maybe I have four major areas. So chromite mining, the chromite mining is done in the Mamand Agency and the Herosha is a place in Malakand Agency where it's a 2 to 6 kilometer area which is exploited. The soil, sediments, water, air can all be contaminated when there is a chromite mining. Chromium, lead, copper, nickel, cobalt, manganese, cadmium and zinc. And these all are found in these two places in the soil where chromite is mined. The chromium is basically carcinogenic and it causes a cancer of digestive system, reproductive system, respiratory. It also causes damages to the skin. And mainly the miners are at a higher risk. And bronchial cancer also. The Kohistan region where lead and zinc is mined, basically when we mine the one of the mineral or heavy metal, it's not present alone. It's present in combination. So all the heavy metals, now the dilemma with the heavy metals is they are bioaccumulative. They accumulate in the body. Their departure time from the body is very slow and most of them are carcinogenic, so they cause cancers to the humans. 70% of the country's marble is coming from KP. There is no regulation for the waste dumping through those streams and rivers where the marble mining is going on. It doesn't look like a stream or river because everything is dumped in there. So the neighboring fauna and flora is all affected by that. The streams are filled with that white calcium deposits, and that's other than the health issues. It's the environmental deterioration that is caused by the marble mining. Unfortunately, the regulation is not covering the marble industry because the Environmental Protection Act of 1997 says that the detailed environmental impact assessment is, the marble is not in that category for which EIA is needed. So only initial environmental examination can be done. But because it's not regulated or it's not covered by the regulations, the marble industry basically, wherever there are deposits of the marble, there is also deposits of the asbestos, bringing or breathing, yes, the asbestos, which causes lung cancer, mesothelioma. And so that's a very unfortunate area. It is banned in the entire world. Pakistan has not banned it yet. 90% of asbestos deposits are in KP province. There is no protective or precautionary measures that are adopted by the miners. The concentration of the fibers that is found in the air is 1,000 times greater than the permissible limits by the World Health Organization. So you can imagine the situation. So basically, the respiratory system problems, cardiovascular problems, nervous system, eye problem, foot, skin, nail, urinary system. Basically, the gold is sort of carried with the, from the glaciers to the rivers. What they do is they sort of screen it from the sediments. So this is the entire process. And after the screening, mercury is kind of a good scavenger of the gold. They add mercury to the gold so that it can be all scavenged from the sediments or whatever. And then in order to get the gold from that mercury, they burn the mercury. Mercury is then categorized into inorganic mercury and organic mercury and total mercury. So that basically tells you the concentrations in men and women and the mean concentration, and it's higher than the permissible limits. Mercury is sort of notorious because it always stays in the environment. It doesn't go anywhere. Mineral policy of KP. Yes, we do have a mineral policy. And number 5 says to eliminate and mitigate the adverse social conditions and environmental degradation. Do effective EIAs before mining activities, and that's whose sole purpose is not to conduct an EIA, but their purpose is to get an NOC for a given company. So, and that's quite unfortunate. There is no regulation to how to regulate those firms. And how are they getting those NOCs given the magnitude of the problem? There is no waste management protocol. When we do the risk assessment, it's a 3-step process. The risk assessment, risk identification, risk evaluation, and risk communication. There is no strategy of risk communication.
Fata mein kankani ki suratehal nihayat gambhir hai. Isi suratehal ka ihata karte hain Javed Khan.
Constitutionally, Fata is a part of Pakistan. Article 1 says that Fata is an integral part of Pakistan. So, feudally administered tribal area, there are 7 agencies and 6 FRs, frontier regions. There are more than 140 locations, places in Fata from where mines and minerals are extracted. It is the reported areas. It means that 13 districts, 7 agencies and 6 FRs, more than 300 places are there from where we can extract mines. And there are more than 17 kinds of minerals which extracted from these places. Marble, most of the parties consist of marble, coal, chromite, limestone, dolomite, serpentine. There are 2 government authorities who control the administration of these mines. One is Fata Secretariat and the second is Fata Development Authority. Unfortunately, both are parallel working there. And nowadays, Fata Development Authority is more in power than the Fata Secretariat. The ownership of these mines are privately run. Fata, there is no concept of document of lands. There are 2 kinds of workers working in these mines. One is local and the other is non-local. A large number of the labor workers are from the local community, including Tekadar. Most of the time, Tekadar are from that area. Water bearer who bring water, as there are shortage of water in Fata, the water reservoirs are very low, and most of the time, at least 70 meters below the earth, they always need water. The technical staff are non-local, including excavator operator who are running excavator, driller, the person who work in digging different kinds of for dynamite and for explosion in that mines. So the driller are outside, most of the time they are outsider. The drivers, the transporters, and most of the people belong to, as whenever I visited these places, they are belong to Sawat Shangla and Sawabi areas. Regarding health and medical, there is no hospital at mining site. Specifically, these mining sites have no hospital. Most of the time, the district headquarters hospital or agency headquarters hospital are far away, at least 40 km away from these sites or 55 km away from these sites. So that's why the hospital facility is not available near to these mine sites. Similarly, there is no dispensary available near to the sites. No ambulance service is there. If anyone died due to the mines or blasting of mines, so there is no concept of compensation in case of death or injury.
No law related to compensation is extending to FATA as Workmen Compensation Act, labor related, any, there is no law. As they also don't have fundamental rights, so how we can expect that they give rights to workmen compensation? The employers never think about that, give any safety measure training to these workers who are working in these mines. They never think about these things. Security situation is not too much satisfactory. No mechanism for the protection of labor workers' rights. Whenever any dispute occurred between the mine owner and the laborer, there is no mechanism, no complaint mechanism is available. One of the main causes in the way of mine establishing and promotion is the volatile security situation of the FATA. Lack of roads to mine created hurdles for the transportation. It is necessary in all over the world that there should be a test machine. What is the level of carbon monoxide in that particular mine of coal? So unfortunately in FATA there is no such kind of facility available to these mine various peoples dislocated from the mine site. And the reason was that heavy blasting of mines. This mining also affected the local people daily life. The natural beauty of their hills and their place is very affected.
Pakistan Mine Owners Association Punjab ke chairman Khalid Parvez.
Industries are located in big towns, but at mines you have to establish cities. There are two different compendium. It's a big difference. Mines are located where the geology, favorable geology is, and that coincides with the mountains. And mines are always having location disadvantage, where infrastructure, other facilities, social amenities, so long as human being considers the other person as a human being, there will be no violation. The violation starts when you encroach upon the other area. You have to try to create a situation of win and lose. Aap selfish ho jate apne liye kuch cheezein hasil karenge at the cost of some other person's discomfort. Firstly, we take the factor of production as a human, as a labor force. Labor force in coal sector of Pakistan is 98% migratory. It hails from Kohat, Kashmir. 80% comes from Swat, other 18% is a combined factor of Kashmir and Kohat. This labor is season oriented. So long as they have avenues to earn there in their native towns, they don't leave their place. But once their cropping season is over, they come and join the mineral sector. By the time they come, the places may be new, the employer will be different, the working conditions may have changed by the time. In mines, the condition change after every 30 minutes. The mountains, which we talk about the geology, that remains unchanged over billions of years. But once we disturb the stability of the mountains through machine or explosive, we set the dynamic factors in that mountain. Second is, once the labor force is coming and going as a frequent phenomenon, the employer, they take undue advantage of this thing. They don't make them permanent. Unka haq hai, 90 din ke baad unko permanent karein. But what they do is, usko 90 din ke baad break karke ek din ka, phir agle din nahi appointment. This is a mockery of law, practices, procedures. Hamein isse ijtanab karna ho. There are two kinds of mine operations. One is on the surface, the other is underground. The conditions on the surface mining are absolutely different compared to the underground environment. Surface conditions, they are mostly related with the excavation of mineral through machines or explosive, letting the strata likely to slip down automatically. But in underground, mine is a living grave. Zinda kabar hai. Nobody would like to keep a living person in that grave. That they are required to crawl in thousands of feet underground like snake. So these are the threshold limits. We have different gadgets to touch and measure and maintain the safety standards where we need to breathe properly. Then the other factors when we talk about the mining, they are fatigue oriented. The kinds of fatigue is fatigue joining before the workplace, fatigue entering the mine, fatigue during the work. We talk about, as the worthy human resource right commission has said, ergonomics. Kisi ki basaat ke mutabik usko kaam dein, ke uski physique or physical health usko impair na ho. आप उसको उस जगह काम पे लगाएं जो काम के हालात उसको बीमार ना कर दें, ऑक्यूपेशनल डिजीजेस में ना आ जाए। द सीमेंट फैक्ट्री इज द ओवर ड्रॉ द वाटर क्वांटिटी, सब सॉइल वाटर इज गॉन। नंबर ऑफ विलेजेस अराउंड कलर कहार एंड चुआ सदनशा, दे हैव बीन डिप्राइड ऑफ देयर लेजिटिमेट राइट्स। दीज डिपार्टमेंट्स विच आर अथॉरिटी सेंटर्ड, दे आर प्रैक्टिकली जीरो, दे आर मनी the question oriented, they are not facilitators. Once our mission, goal and approach is close to humanity, our objective is humanity, humane, not sympathy, empathy. We must focus ourselves to humanity. In mines, we have two things to do, omission and commissions. Omissions are personal negligences, non-adherence to safety laws, carefree attitude. Commission made wrong practices, wrong appointment of persons and overconfidence. Effective regulatory regime must be there. Strict vigilance should be there. Intensive training honi chahiye. Improve the working condition. Use standard machine equipment and use of available. Punjab ki baat hai ki 3500 mines hain. Mines Act 1923 duniya ka behtareen act hai ever drafted legally so far. Carefree attitude. आपने परवाह ही नहीं की, आप तारें लगी हैं माइन में, गेंती पकड़ी, उनको छेड़खानी कर रहे हैं, ये ना करें। उसके बाद ओमिशन भी है, कमीशन भी है। कहीं जगह कुछ करना था आपको नहीं किया, कहां आपको काम करने थे आपने वो नहीं किया, रॉन्ग प्रैक्टिसेस हैं, रॉन्ग अपॉइंटमेंट ऑफ पर्सन है, बंदा सही नहीं लगा। उसके बाद ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट, वो कहता है ये बात ही कोई नहीं, ये तो मैं इंज जावांगा ऐसा करके कोला काट लेवांगा, ये गलत बात है। और माइन में हाईएस्ट डिग्री ऑफ डिसिप्लिन इज नीडेड।
इंसानी हकूक के कुछ पैगाम।
मैं हूं जवाद अहमद, मुझे आप गुलूकार, म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर और फिल्म मेकर के तौर पर जानते हैं।
याद रहे कि मैं भी इंसान हूं।
ये पुकार है उन इंसानों की, उन मजदूरों मेहनतकशों की जो सिर्फ इस वजह से जान से जाते हैं कि काम के दौरान में उनकी हिफाजत का मुनासिब एहतमाम नहीं होता।
मुझे भी इसी तरह दर्द होता है जैसे तुम्हें।
मजदूरों का पेशा वराना तहफ्फुज रियासत और आजिर सबकी जिम्मेदारी है।
पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक।
तुम सबके पास जो खाने को है, पहनने को है, बरतने को है और रहने को है, हम मजदूरों ने बनाया।
ये हैं हारिस मीर, असिस्टेंट डायरेक्टर हैं डायरेक्टरेट जनरल माइंस एंड मिनरल्स में।
When the seam is only 1.5 feet thick, it is not economically feasible to extend a very big mine. You have to crawl through the mines to make it more economical. That is the major issue with the workers over there. The value addition of minerals. Value addition basically means that using minerals, not just in their raw form, but also to mix and match them in different industries so that we could get better potential. The miners who work in the coal mine, they underground, they have to go underground. So the conditions are very bad over there. As compared to the cement sector, I mean, it's all classy and, you know, they wear uniforms and they basically drive trucks and shovels. They have to go through really bad conditions. There are environmental factors that involve underground noise and vibration issues. And then there comes the drilling part. When they drill with the percussion drill machine, there are issues with the joints. First stage is basically prospecting. Then comes the major exploration stage. Goes on for a very long time. You can bore holes. You can do extensive studies over there, make feasibility reports. And during these stages, this particular stage, exploration stage, you go for the IEE. And later after this stage, you apply for EIA. Then comes the development stage. Now, in mining sector, most of the sites actually, they are away from the cities. You have to develop that area, you have to go there. Then comes the exploitation stage. That is the stage when you start earning. Exploitation is where you extract the mineral. In development stage, you are only going to reach the mineral, you're going to make roads, you're going to take out the overburden, but not actually extract the mineral. When you extract the mineral, that is the major stage where you are getting the return on investment, reclamation stage. And I think in Pakistan, this is almost non-existent. Most of the mineral has been mined and then later it has been converted into a forest. Punjab, what happens is that leases go on for 100 years or 200 years and families go on and keep extracting minerals, but they don't focus on the reclamation stage. So we need to focus on that particular stage. What's going to happen once a mine closes? They close it and they just move on. Then they are drained into the run of water and they get mixed up with the agricultural water. They mixed up with the drinking water, underground water, and hell breaks loose basically. There are a lot of minerals being extracted. But as you can see towards the upper area, that is the salt range. Mineral cluster is basically in the salt range. These are the issues. There is water scarcity, environmental pollution, road congestion, fragmented liquefaction, public health sector deterioration, labor scarcity, space and land degradation, issues with flora and fauna, and social economic issues. So you have to declare certain negative areas. There are many laws. There is National Mineral Policy, there is Mines Act, there is Punjab Mineral Concession Rules, and the list goes on. There are laws, there are policies, but the implementation is which is weak. Policies are there. Implementation is less. We need to focus on that. Dealing with other countries by making them aware what's happening here. And yeah, we have an issue with the technical side. We need to make our expertise, our technical side more stronger. And that could happen by digitizing our whole mines and minerals department. Safety of mines and mine workers, then mine disaster management, human resource development, healthcare, welfare, and mine workers. These are basically the number of licenses and then the fatal accidents that has occurred. But what the most important part is, please try to read what is being written in red, lack of proper documentation on how accidents occur. Then comes the compensation. They are different in different provinces. In our province, compensation is paid by the employer and by the government as well if someone dies in a mine. Malaria replication in other provinces is a must related to the disaster management because yes, people die in mines. We need to work on that, how to save them. How to save lives. Human resource development, that is also very important. We have schools, we give teaching and we give training to people who are related to mining sector. Provision of health facilities, provision of education facilities, provision of housing and water supply schemes and facilitation to the labor. That is what welfare of mine workers do. Because major issue comes when there are summers and there is a lot of heat and laborers live in huge rooms and they need fan, they need electricity, they need basic facilities. So why not use the solar energy? It is an initiative which should be taken on to other provinces as well. Disbursement of welfare facilities to mine workers and their families from Worker Welfare Fund. The Worker Welfare Fund is under the provision of CIM. Mineral sector is highly disorganized in terms of legal framework. Implementation of existing laws and regulations and research and technical studies. I think there should be different research and studies conducted in our region, not just Punjab, all over Pakistan, because they would help give us proper statistics on what is going on in reality. The legal framework, there are a lot of laws, but there is also replication. There is confusion going on. We need to make our legal framework more simpler in terms so that the non-technical people could also understand it. Mining sector is being run by the bureaucrats who are non-technical as compared to the ones who are technical people. Technical people should take over. Staff capacity building is almost non-existent in our government. Foreign training of professionals is imperative to keep the technical advances abroad. We need to work on our expertise. We need to work on our strengths. Now, the first response should have been, oh, that's bad, because with depth, the economic feasibility changes and economic changes, you have to invest more when you go deeper. The environmental rules, they are vague. They are not implemented as well. There is replication and then nothing is being happened. So we need to focus on making more laws related to small scale mining because environment is being deteriorated because of that. Lack of transport and absence of equipment. Now that is an issue with the environment. We are focusing on that. We are working on capacity building. Amelioration, improvement of legal framework, governing our environmental protection rules as it will help improve the living standards of the society. Progressive society requires appropriate counseling, legislature, set up an honest and dedicated forum to implement the rights of human beings. Steps need to be taken to let the masses know about their basic rights.
Balochistan ki baat karte hain. अब्दुल हलीम खान ये पाकिस्तान सेंट्रल माइंस लेबर फेडरेशन के नुमाइंदे हैं।
पाकिस्तान इज फेसिंग अ नंबर ऑफ चैलेंजेस द लॉज आर प्रीमेंडेड एंड and mostly outdated. The skills and training facilities of OSH are very limited. Social compliance is becoming increasingly mandatory. Most of the workforce is not covered by the protective laws. There are more than 45 miner, that is coal, marble, chromite, gypsum, etc. Balochistan mein jo hai na, matlab is waqt jo hai na 45 se zyada hai. Coal is major and important industry of Pakistan, especially Balochistan province. 200,000 jo hai na wo workforce hai wahan, jo hai na underground aur surface workers, wahan loading and unloading workers. To is waqt Balochistan mein jo hai na kam se kam 1.5 se 2 lakh worker hain jo visible aur invisible hai wahan. Muslim Bagh ek ilaka hai jahan pe jo hai na hazaron worker kaam karte hain, lekin aaj din tak jo hai na wahan pe koi documented nahi hua hai. Poor safety miners hai Balochistan's coal mines are among the world dead list. They claim several workers' lives every year. The absence of a regulatory framework and safety equipment has increasingly become a catalyst for deadly accidents. Chand hazar rupaye ya chand lakh rupaye aapne us pe jurmana rakh karke unke liye employer ke liye chand hazar rupaye kuch koi isiyat nahi rakhta. Aap unko giriftar kar le, unko jo hai na saza de, unko jo hai na qaid mein dal de, tab wo jo hai na wo is tarah ye accident jo hai na ye kam ho sakte hain. सबसे खतरनाक काम के बावजूद अभी तक माइंस वर्कर जो है ना सोशल सिक्योरिटी से महरूम है, ना उन्हें कोई फैसिलिटीज मिलती है, ना उनको हेल्थ का इलाज है, ना उनका बच्चों का सेहत का इलाज है. और स्टैंडर्ड हार्डर ऑर्डिनेंस 1968 है, एम्प्लाइज ओल्ड एज बेनिफिट इंस्टीट्यूशन एक्ट 1976 है, इंडस्ट्रियलाइजेशन ऑर्डिनेंस 2012. लैक ऑफ पर्सनल सेफ्टी इक्विपमेंट, एब्सेंस ऑफ सेफ्टी कमिटी, नो इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑन लॉज ऑफ द माइंस, careless attitude of the manager and inspectorate of mines, unawareness among the workers regarding OSH, uncertified short fire and exploders, lack of welfare facilities, no compensation for occupational disease, not maintaining any regular record of accidents, lack of safety lamp, absence of proper hood to sustain mine roof, absence of fresh air, lack of fresh drinking water, लेक ऑफ फ्रेश फर्स्ट एड इक्विपमेंट्स.
मुशावरत में इन सिफारिशात पर अमल दरामद की इत्तेफाक राय से मंजूरी दी गई. कानकनी के शोबे में मेहनत कशों की असल तादाद का फौरी तौर पर तखमीना लगाया जाए और इनकी रजिस्ट्रेशन की जाए. मुल्क भर में इंजबाती निज़ाम का दायरा इस सनत और छोटे दर्जे की कानकनी से वाबस्ता मुलाजमीन तक वसी किया जाए और इसका मुअस्सर तौर पर निफाज किया जाए. कानकनी के शोबे में मुआवजा और फवायद काम के हवाले से पेश आने वाली मुश्किलात और खतरात की मुनासिबत से मुकर्रर किए जाएं. इसी तरह इन खतरात को सरकारी मुआयने और इंजिबाती किरदार को मुस्तहकम करने और बेहतर शफाफियत, जवाबदही और मालूमात की बाकायदगी से फराहमी यकीनी बनाई जाए. कान के मालिकान और ऑपरेटरों की जानिब से मुकर्रर करदा मायारात पर अमल दरामद में नाकामी और दीगर जराइम पर आयद मौजूद सजाओं को मजीद सख्त बनाया जाए. माहौलियाती असरात का आजादाना और शफाफ तरीके से तखमीना लगाया जाए और खिलाफ वर्जी पर सजाएं दी जाएं. अहम वसाइल खासतौर पर पानी के तहफ्फुज और इनकी रिसाइकलिंग लाजमी करार दी जाए और इस पर अमल दरामद भी कराया जाए. आबादियों की बेदखली को कम से कम किया जाए और इन्हें महज जमीन की कीमत ही अदा न की जाए बल्कि मुनासब मुआवजा दिया जाए. इस बात का ख्याल रखा जाए कि कानकनी से मुतालिक सरगर्मियों से आसार कदीमा और सकाफती वर्से को कोई नुकसान न पहुंचे. यह अहवाल था पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक के जेर एहतमाम मुनाकिद होने वाली एक मुशावरत का.
इंसानी हुकूक के मौजूदात पर मजामीन और पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक की सरगर्मियों की रिपोर्ट्स के लिए पढ़िए हमारा माहनामा जहद हक. पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक का प्रोग्राम आप हर हफ्ते और इतवार की दोपहर 12:30 बजे सुनते हैं. आपकी राय, आपके तबसरे हमें इस प्रोग्राम को बेहतर बनाने में मदद देंगे. हमें ईमेल करें hrcpradio@gmail.com या खत लिखें इस एड्रेस पर बात हक की, पाकिस्तान कमीशन बराए इंसानी हुकूक, 107 टीपू ब्लॉक, न्यू गार्डन टाउन, लाहौर.
इस प्रोग्राम के प्रोड्यूसर सादत अली खान और मुझे वकार मुस्तफा को इजाजत दीजिए.